Well, we have the vast majority of our game plans in, and I think all of us are excited about playing our first division game of the year at home.
Coach, how many adjustments were made during an off week, and how much time is spent on evaluating and looking at everything?
Well, we had 3 days. We were in the office after the Baltimore game, and the staff took some time off. The players obviously took some time off, but most of that time, once we got through the Baltimore film and showed it to the players, was devoted to ourselves, primarily number one, before we moved on to Buffalo. And certainly I think there'll be some adjustments that you'll see. And you can't make a lot of wholesale. We're still going to, do the things that we do and we believe in, but there'll be some minor adjustments.
Joe, you've got a roster spot open. How involved will you be personally in filling that?
Well, as always, we always work together. It's a collaborative effort. That's what this organization is all about. So, we'll always work together and do the best thing for the team.
What have you noticed through these first few days of practice out of the offensive line? Just maybe their intensity. I know they said they really fought hard all the 5 weeks.
Again, it's a very professional group. It's a very hard-working group of guys. I think they know that, success offensively, oftentimes they don't get much notoriety when things are going well, but when things aren't going as well, certainly they can get some of the blame for it. But they're a hard-working professional group, and they've been out here working hard to improve on a daily basis.
Joe, how far along do you feel like you are in creating the kind of home field advantage you want to have?
Well, we talked to the team about it today. We talked about, our record since 1970, I believe, is the fourth best in football. When we play home games here, we've talked about the advantage that we, last year we had a winning record at home. We need to improve upon that and make it better. There's no question about it. You want to be a great football team, you got to play extremely well at home. And we're no different. That's got to be part of what we do. All right, that's it. We're done. Yeah. Not so fast, huh?
In terms of Stevie Johnson, how do you prepare not knowing or knowing what his status is, or does it change anything?
We have to prepare that all these guys are going to play, until we know differently. So, we have contingency plans based on if he's in the game and if he's not. So it widens our package a little bit, but not excessively. It's been gradual. I think gradual is probably the best way to describe it. We'll see how he practices the rest of the week.
How have you seen Thursday's off work? Do you feel it's been successful?
I believe it has, yeah. I think it's been good. I think our players feel more rested. Their bodies feel better when they take the field on Sunday. I think it allows us as a staff an opportunity to kind of, we've got the vast majority of the game plan in. We get an opportunity to kind of step back from the rush of getting ready for practice, getting ready for meetings, and we can, maybe tweak it a little bit. We thought this was going to be good. It wasn't. So I think it's been good.
So you're just sticking with it the rest of the season?
As of right now, everything's week to week. Things can change, but I like it.
Does this Bill's speed impress you, not just at the skill positions, but linebacker, DB, places like that?
Yeah, it's a very athletic team. They have good speed. They have good speed. Even their front people on defense are quick and athletic. So it's a quality football team.
Coach, the difficulty of guys that are injured or just about ready to come back, and you're trying to get them in there, but you're not sure if they're 100%. How hard is that as we get into the middle part of the season, trying to figure out, how many plays, if I play them, am I better off that week? Do I get another guy ready? Just talk about going through that whole thing.
Yeah, well, you got to trust your eyes a little bit, Joe. You have to, you want to feel confident in what you see in practice that can translate to the game. Certainly with Buffalo, there's some examples in Buffalo last week of Gilmore and Bird making their first, action in the game and kind of playing, breaking in gradually. Everybody does it differently. I think you really have to trust what you see in practice.
Just to follow up on that, how tough is it to kind of balance that with the player's desire, obviously, to get back in there and play
Every decision we make, is in the best interest of the team. And so we got to take everything into account, But you can't let that sway what you see on tape and what you watch with your eyes in the field.
Jason Trusnik, obviously, he plays just about every position in that linebacking unit. Is inside linebacker more of a challenge for him just because he has to be responsible for the signal calls and things of that nature?
You know, he's when you're a backup, you have to kind of be ready to a variety of spots. He knows his role. He knows this defense very well. He's a detail-oriented guy and very thorough in his preparation. So I don't think it's that much more.
With Jelani, what was it that intrigued you guys coming out, and how do you feel he's made the transition to the rookie linebacker?
I like the progress he's making. I think he's developing very well. You know, he's an intelligent guy. We thought that, when he was coming out, he showed some versatility, that he could play well against the run and defend the pass as well. So I think we liked his all-around skill set.
Is there something to be said about playing in the SEC and being a preparation for the next level? I mean, is it that much better playing on that level or no?
Well, I think the coaching in the SEC is outstanding, as there are a lot of great coaches in college football, no doubt about it. And there's good athletes, I'm sure, in every conference, but certainly, players at the University of Florida, our state university, these guys do a great job up there, so they're well prepared.
Joe, when you're looking at some of those backup linebackers to see who might fill in, how much are you looking at special teams and how they contribute there, or do you kind of look more at just the defensive practice and the limited opportunity?
Well, with the way the rosters are and only bringing 46 players to a game, backup linebackers typically are some of your core guys. You need those guys to be vital members of the special teams unit. So most of the times when the decision-making process comes, you're looking for those guys to be good special teams players.
Are there certain things you're looking for when you look at the special teams film that indicates, maybe they're ready for an increased workload in that defense?
You're looking for playmakers, guys, and if the play's there to be made and they make the play, whether it's a coverage tackle or they make the correct block or they hold up their man on a punt return, you're looking for when they have their opportunities to do their job that they're doing it consistently and they're doing it well and they're finishing plays when plays are there to be made.